Hachette Audio presents Hotels, Hospitals, and Jails, a memoir, written and read by Anthony Swofford. Dedication. This book is for my father, John Howard Swofford, and my love is for Krista. War is the poetry of men, by which they seek to gain attention and relief throughout their lives. Thomas Bernhard, Gathering Evidence. Prologue. There are days I still fantasize about combat, long nights when I wish I had rejoined the Marines as an infantry officer after September 11th and gone back over and got some war to score that kill I'd missed the first time. Most people don't understand that desire, but I was born a war baby. My father impregnated my mother while in Honolulu on R&R from Vietnam, and I believed that there existed no grander test of a man than combat. Every other pursuit was pure, unimportant leisure when compared to a firefight. I didn't know if another war would make me a better man, but it might. It certainly would have changed me, or it might have killed me. What did I do instead of heading back to war? My first book, Jarhead, was turned into a movie, and I wrote and published a novel. I divorced one woman, and I spent many years falling in love with various versions of the wrong woman and walking away from the right woman once. I bought 2 engagement rings. I bought a beautiful apartment on West 19th Street in Manhattan. I taught at a few different colleges. I ate at some of the best restaurants in the world. Paris, Madrid, Tokyo, Istanbul, and at some of the worst, Ho Chi Minh City and in Australia's Pilbara. I spent an unconscionable amount of money on Burgundy wine, and I drank most of it. I bought and used the occasional batch of recreational drugs. I nearly killed myself in a $60,000 sports car. I watched my father get sicker and sicker from a heinous disease that is possibly partially the result of his 23 years in the military and his exposure to Agent Orange. I thought about killing myself for months on end. A few times I fantasized about killing my father. I flew women to London and Tokyo and Oakland and Seattle and other cities I've forgotten. Once I slept in a hotel room in Shinjuku, Tokyo with my girlfriend Ava. Staying in a room 10
Sample complete. Ready to continue?